On the conversation, we regularly check in with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Joining us today for our reality check is education reporter Subhan Lee. She has a story about how furloughs may affect our public school teachers and staff. Good morning, Subhan.
Hi, Catherine.
So,
nice to be back.
Yes, you know, I yesterday was such a flurry, and I know somebody had sent me the video that our school superintendent sent around, and so you have the skinny on what the plan is.
Yeah. Well, just to set this up, so of course on Wednesday, Governor Ige announced the state worker furlough plan, but made note to say that the Department of Education and UH would release the plan separately on their own. Well, yesterday, Superintendent Christina Kishimoto sent out a video message to all 21,000 full-time salaried employees of the DOE around 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, this was a video message intended for DOE staff, but, you know, I got wind of it, and the message does sort of lay out the broad contours of what the DOE furlough plan would look like for teachers, DOE staff, and any other full-time salaried personnel.
Yeah, so it was interesting that they used that video to get the word out because, you know, everybody was wondering how that was going to affect, you know, instructional time and the impact on the students in the classroom.
Absolutely. I think we're still figuring, or they're still figuring that out. But what the furlough plan is 6 days of 6 days for 10-month employees between January 1st and June 30th. And 10 furlough days for 12-month employees in that same six-month time period. Now, the DOE spokeswoman said that they're still figuring out the timetable as far as which dates these would exactly be, how they would actually be carved out, and how they would figure that out. So they're aiming to release more details before before winter break ends, or as soon as possibly next week when we see winter break start after next Friday.
And I know some of the unions were, you know, talking about, you know, yeah, where do these furlough days come? Does it come out of professional development, or, you know, how exactly will this impact learning in the classroom?
You know, I think that's really unclear still. You know, the HSTA, the Hawaii Teachers Union, clearly is very upset and distraught by this announcement. Yesterday in a statement, they told me that they believe these are illegally imposed furloughs and that they continue to contend that they will take legal action to oppose the furloughs, that the state teachers have a contract, the contract is in place, and, you know, the governor or other state leaders can't just willy-nilly go and cancel such a contract. So we have yet to see how this plays out. But I think you do raise a really interesting question of how this will impact student instructional days. Of course, those who have been in Hawaii for more than a decade will remember furlough Fridays, which were imposed during the last economic recession in 2009. And students, I think, at the end of the day after a two-year period, lost about 17 instructional days total at that time. But this was when students were going back to class. This was obviously not a pandemic back then. We are in a pandemic now where learning has moved online mainly. So what does that look like when an instructional day is lost, when students are learning both synchronously and asynchronously? A teacher is not always with them when they're learning right now. They have a lot of independent work assigned to them. So what does a furlough day mean in this day and age, in this current online environment? I think those are the questions that will have to be sorted out in the days coming.
Yeah, so we'll wait for the details. I know we've heard the HSD threaten legal action, as well as some of the other unions, and you know, saying that this needs to be negotiated, not just imposed without our input. So, something to watch. But thanks so much, Subhan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That was Subhan Lee with today's reality check. Head to civilbeat.org to read her story.